College English Test, Band 4. Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. You don't feel very well, do you? You look pale. Have you got a cold?
Oh, no. But my stomach aches. Maybe the seafood doesn't agree with me.
What probably caused the man's stomach ache?
Question 2. What's the matter with Mary?
She becomes nervous whenever it comes to learning mathematics.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 3. I wish I could see George here.
He was planning to come, but a moment ago his wife called to say that he had to take his father to the hospital.
Who was ill?
Question 4. I need a car this weekend, but mine has broken down.
I'm sorry to hear it, but you can always rent one if you have a license.
What does the man mean? Question 5. Did you go to the football match last Saturday?
Oh, yes. It was supposed to start at 2:30, but it was delayed 15 minutes.
When did the football match start?
Question 6. What do you want me to get? I'm leaving now.
Pick up a bottle of milk and a loaf of bread, please. Where is the man probably going?
Question 7. If I were you, I'd live in the city instead of going to work by train.
But the country is so beautiful in spring and fall.
Where does the woman prefer to live? Question 8. Please buy 2 packs of cigarettes for me while you are at the store.
I'm not going to any store. I'm going to see Aunt Mary, but I will get them for you at the gas station.
Where will the woman stop on her way? Question 9. What's all that noise? It sounds as if it's coming from next door. The Nelsons aren't back yet, are they?
I don't think so. It must be the window cleaner working upstairs.
Where does the woman think the noise is coming from?
Question 10. Do you want a day course or an evening course?
Well, it would have to be an evening course, since I work during the day.
What are they talking about?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Our family is trying to decide where to go for our vacation this summer. Our son Tom wants to go to Yellowstone Park again to see the bears. We did that last summer, and what an experience it was. When we got there, we put up our tent and went to explore. As we returned, we heard our daughter, Susie, cry out, and then we saw a bear enter our camp. Tom wanted his father to chase him away. His father said, "No, it's dangerous to chase a bear, and don't let him chase you." Susie said, "What shall we do? Maybe we ought to climb a tree." Tom said, "No, we've got to get him out of there. He might go to sleep in our tent. Maybe we could make him leave if we put some honey outside for him to eat," Susie suggested. Then I said, "How are you going to get the honey? It's in the tent." We watched the bear enter the tent and heard him upset everything inside. "It's foolish for us to try to catch him," said my husband. "Leave him alone and wait for him to come out." We waited, but the bear stayed inside. We had to sleep in the car.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. Where have the family decided to go on the vacation this summer? Question 12. Who do you think saw the bear first? Question 13. What did they do when they saw a bear enter their tent? Question 14. What did the bear do in the tent? Passage 2. I flew to San Francisco to take care of some business with Mr. Jordan. But as soon as I arrived, I got sick and couldn't meet with him. I had to call our appointment off. Then, when I felt better, I thought about visiting him at his home. But he lived too far away. I tried to telephone him during office hours, but he was busy. The receptionist said that Mr. Jordan would call me back, but he didn't. I gave up trying to make a new appointment because it would take more time and effort than I wanted to spend. A few days later, I saw a man on the street who looked like Mr. Jordan, and I called out to him. It was someone else. When I returned to my hotel that day, I found a message which said that Mr. Jordan had gone out of town on some sudden, unexpected business. I was sorry I had missed seeing him, but I really enjoyed my sightseeing in San Francisco.
Questions 15 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 15. Why couldn't the speaker meet Mr. Jordan when he got to San Francisco? Question 16. Why did the speaker give up making another appointment? Question 17. What do we learn from the story? Passage 3. A 6-year-old boy has been found alive after spending 4 days and 5 nights in an icebox that was buried under tons of ruins in Thursday's big earthquake. The boy, Tom, was found early yesterday in the village of Sem as rescuers were working to pull his father out of the ruins of their home. Hearing a faint cry of, "Get me out, get me out," rescuers dug down another 1.5 meters and found the boy in the icebox. He was pronounced in a good condition, suffering only 4 or 5 slight wounds. Tom's 8 brothers and sisters died in the earthquake, which officials say may have killed as many as 50,000 people. By Sunday, foreign doctors were leaving the earthquake areas as hope had faded of finding any more survivors.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. What happened to the boy in the earthquake? Question 19. How many days had passed before the boy was rescued? Question 20. How did the boy survive the big earthquake?